News, I'm Ben Thomas. An appeals court is allowing the Trump administration to suspend approval of new refugees for entry into the U.S. Jennifer King reports it comes as a lawsuit plays out of the president's executive order halting the nation's refugee admission system.
Under the order, refugees who were conditionally approved before President Trump took office must still be processed. Melissa Keeney with the International Refugee Assistance Project says tens of thousands of refugees will still have the opportunity to restart their lives in the United States. Trump's executive order said the program would be suspended because communities taxed by record levels of immigration can't absorb large numbers of migrants. The court sided with President Trump and the Department of Justice and narrowed a decision by a judge in Seattle. The panel pointed to a 2018 Supreme Court decision that upheld the president's travel ban during his first term that targeted mostly Muslim countries. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Trump's downplaying his national security team's texting of attack plans to a group chat that included a journalist.
It wasn't classified, so they probably viewed it as being something that wasn't that important. And it obviously, with the attack being, I mean, I don't know if it's been read out to you yet, but that attack was a tremendous success.
But at a Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, top Democrat Mark Warner called the breach mind-boggling.
One more example of the kind of sloppy, careless, incompetent behavior, particularly towards classified information, that this is not a one-off or a first-time error.
On the economy, Ed Donahue reports confidence waning.
The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index in March reached a 12-year low. It's the measure of short-term expectations for income and jobs. The reading is well below a threshold the board says can signal a potential recession in the near future.
And European sales of Teslas tumbled 49% in the first 2 months of the year, even as overall sales of electric vehicles in Europe grew. This is AP News. In women's basketball, the USC Trojans have lost their star. Marcela Sanchez has the latest.
Southern California sophomore guard Juju Watkins is out for the season after suffering a right knee injury in the second round of the NCAA tournament. The Trojans beat Mississippi State 96-59 even after losing their star player during the first quarter. Without providing details on the injury, a statement from USC said the 19-year-old would be having surgery and would then go off to rehabilitation. USC head coach Lindsey Gottlieb commended the team's performance despite losing Watkins, a teammate she says they all lean on in so many ways.
This team rallied. They rallied for her. They rallied for each other. Our fans had our back. I'm just really proud, and I think we showed what kind of team we are.
Still, the top-seeded USC team has a promising roster, including forward Kiki Iriafin. The Trojans are now headed to the Sweet 16. Their next game is Saturday against fifth-seeded Kansas State. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.